Yes, last now 50, 60 years, things are really very difficult. And in recent years, things become worse. However, now in China, the Buddhist population, according to latest sort of
statistics,
survey. Around 400 million Buddhist population. And many of these Chinese Buddhists following or showing genuine interest about Tibetan Buddhism. I think a few hundred thousand Chinese already practice according to Tibetan Buddhist tradition. I think one example, whenever I give some lecture on teaching Buddhism in India with Chinese translation, number of Chinese from mainland China come. And then now these days, every week, some 10, 20 Chinese, mainlander Chinese, they should come to see me. And whenever we meet many of them, most probably all of them, tear. Their only sort of expression is, don't forget us. Very sad, very sad. So things are changing. And among the Chinese leaders, top leaders, also you see some really showing interest about Buddhism. I think any sensible Chinese, around their sort of close society, censorship, and distorted information is ultimately self-destruction. Now they recognize that. So things are changing. Not like that. So I think things will change. I always expressing 1.3 billion Chinese people have every right to know the reality. Once they know the reality, 1.3 billion Chinese people also have the ability to judge what is right, what is wrong. So censorship is totally harmful.
No.
Because of immoral.
Morally wrong.
Morally wrong. And very harmful, long run, very harmful. Because of too much censorship, many people distrust their own propaganda. Many Chinese told me, when the governments of propaganda say something positive, then they immediately, consider that's negative. When the government say negative, then people consider that's positive. So transparent, very necessary. Such as a huge populated nation, 1.3 billion population. You see, trust is the basis of harmony, unity. So the censorship destroy that trust. Then also, I met a number of Chinese patients. Really, their condition, very, very difficult, the poor patient. No proper legal protection. So the system of Chinese legal system must sort of uplift up to international level of
legal standard.
Legal stand. That's very, very important. One Chinese dissident, Kasa, Mish Shawat Kasa. Cheng Guanten. Blind one. Who went, I think, the state secretary Secretary of State used to visit China, Clinton, when I think they quarantined culturally. I think escaped American embassy or something. No. Hmm? So last year, I met him. See, he very much concerned about life of the millions of peasants
in the rural
area. So, for the future or concern of people from China itself, now time come, think more realistically. As things have been stated, seeking truth from fact, it's very, very important. Clear? So, I'm hopeful. The whole world changed. Last, I think, 30, 40 years, it's a much change.